it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand record for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3.
Yes! This is the Buckeye Show.
Presented by Schottenstein Roofing. For top quality and a price match guarantee, visit schottensteinroofing.com.
All right, here we go, Buckeye fans, on a nice little Masters Thursday. Yes, I love it. And boy, what timing. These TVs in our studio, they're on timers, and I think if they're dormant for 3 or 4 hours, they just shut off. Right when I open my mouth, I'm staring at Masters Golf on the TV, and it just went dark on me. So that's what I get. But I heard in the update there, this is great. I love cool stories like this. You know, it's one thing, and we're going to watch Scottie Scheffler, and we're going to watch some of these LIV golfers that are really, really talented, and they chase the money. They're going to be up at the top of that leaderboard, right? Bryson DeChambeau, he's the evil villain LIV guy that, you know, he mashes the golf ball. He fired a 65-7 under. That's unbelievable, right? And Scottie Scheffler, hard charging, 6 under par. He was the odds-on favorite. But we have a current Buckeye golfer, which, I mean, that's so rare to have. I mean, you've got to win the U.S. Amateur or finish second. That's really it. Those are your ways in as an amateur golfer. There's not a lot of ways to do it. There's a couple other spots that are held there, but for a current golfer at Ohio State in Neil Shipley to qualify for this tournament, that in itself is amazing. And for him to be trying to finish up his round halfway through the back nine, and he's 1 under par, keeping things well intact to make a run at making the cut tomorrow, I just think that is so cool. So cool. I actually saw our pal Skip Mossick.
And who, Timmy, he actually birdied. As we came on the air, he's 2 under now.
Beautiful. What is he on, going to 16, the par 3? Where is he at on the course? Possibly?
I'll have to look and pull it up here real quick.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. Again,
I want to say he's 13 or 14 right now. That's
okay.
Where he's at.
All right, so he's got, again, another par 5 coming up. 13 is the par 5. 15 is the par 5. He probably just birdied 13 if that's where he is, because that's a birdie hole for a guy that can mash it. But Skip Mossick, he actually did this thing. I didn't know he was doing it. When he told me he was going to talk to Neil Shipley, I just assumed that he was getting him on the phone because I was having a very busy week. He played something like 100 practice holes. He went a couple weeks early, then he was back. I think he had an event with Ohio State's men's golf team. Then he was back to Augusta for tournament week, obviously. And I see on Ohio State's social media accounts, Skip sitting down with Neil Shipley outside their golf facility, which is a beautiful spot. They have a really nice clubhouse. I've been there. They gave me a little tour of it. I got to play 9 holes with Coach Mosley, their head coach, a couple years ago with Beam. Super nice guy. Max Moldovan, he could be a future tour star who's on their team right now. They got a great thing there. But Skip and Neil out in front of the building in video form, talking about this incredible story that they've got getting to play at Augusta. And this was Neil on this being his first ever time playing Augusta and how unbelievable this is for him.
What's it like for the common person? Does it explain to them what it's like to walk into Augusta National and say, hi, I'm here to play?
Believe it or not, they're so welcoming to guests out there. They make you feel right at home. All the employees are wonderful. There's a few of them now that even my second trip around remember me and talk to me about, you know, the Steelers or, you know, things back in Pittsburgh. And they just make you feel very welcomed and just comfortable there.
Do they pair you with somebody? Can you pick who you're going to play with?
Sometimes you can play with members. One of the times I just played by myself and had a friend there with me walking. But this other time around, I actually played with Taylor Moore out there and got to be with the PGA Tour Pro and walk the grounds with him. And it was a cool experience to do that.
He also, Skip had told me that Neil was thinking about cutting his hair, but when push came to shove, he just couldn't do it. And I agree. Like anybody that followed him, he hit this incredible shot that secured his spot in the finals of the U.S. Amateur last year. And he had the big celebratory walk up the fairway because he knew he was going to hit this tap in birdie and beat the guy. And he's the heavy set dude with long hair. I mean, right there, you're winning because you've got something cool about you. Everyone can, you know, have similar looks in golf, right? But you're the heavier guy, long flowing hair, beautiful. I hope he does well. Two under in round one right now. I think that is awesome. So best of luck to Neil Shipley. We got a Buckeye at Augusta this week.
And he's on 14 now. He just completed 13, heading to 14.
Just finishing Amen Corner.
How cool is that? Your first time there, an amateur, you know, playing the tournament, and you'd get through Amen Corner and you're, you know, finish it up with a birdie. That's got to be a great feeling.
Get to that famous par 3 16th. Vern Lundquist in the crow's nest behind the green, calling his 40th Masters, set to retire after this week is done. Oh, it's unbelievable. Really unbelievable. What a spot. I can't wait to settle in and watch some of it this weekend. So we turn it to football. We turn this thing to football, and Ohio State, of course, has the spring game Saturday coming up, so it's going to be a fun couple of days getting ready for it. We had a lot going on this week as they finish up practice. I think tomorrow is going to be number 14. Might have been off today, so tomorrow practice number 14. And then, of course, big number 15 is the show on Saturday. But Ryan Day and new running backs coach Carlos Lachlan spoke this week. Ryan Day touched on the big topic, and there's nothing bigger than it when we're talking about who's going to be the quarterback for these guys. I think even whatever happens on Saturday, whoever you are, Will Howard, Devin Brown, or I can throw Julian Sayin into the mix now. You want to be poised. You want to be as accurate as you can be. It is, of course, just a glorified practice, but everybody's going to be watching this when it's on network television, for God's sakes. Whatever the format is, you just want to make sure you're having the absolute best practice you can have, because it might move the needle a little bit. Even if it gets a bunch of the fans on your side, if you become their guy, that can even be a powerful thing. Not saying that's going to determine, it's going to sway Ryan Day's decision, but it'll move the needle. You want to move the needle out there if you're Will Howard or Devin Brown. So control what you can control. Go out there and be accurate. If you're going to have a black jersey on, there really isn't an excuse to not put the ball right where you want that thing to go, if it's going to be a good weather day with the way things have gone here. But this caught our attention, Ryan Day, on that true freshman quarterback that sort of entered the mix. So we think this could be Ryan just playing some games and talking him up, even though he doesn't have a real shot to be the starter this year as a true freshman, with Will Howard transferring in and Devin Brown already being here. But could Julian Sayin be in the mix to start at this QB position?
He's in the mix. He is. Yeah, he's, you know, Chip really rolls him. It doesn't matter if the ones, twos, and threes. So you get an opportunity to see what guys look like. I think sometimes maybe when you're young, you know, you get the three work, and sometimes it can look like a mess out there. And so this has been a really good, you know, sample size to figure out where guys are at. But Julian's been competing his tail off, and he'll continue to do that. And he's got a very bright future, and he's got to have a really good summer.
I can't really get anything out of the running game, because that's the problem. If Will Howard is going to be a bulldozer type of guy that can win in the run game, spring ball is not a good chance to look at that, because, yeah, you know, you might get some read option stuff and you might see a gap and he can get the wheels going, but they're going to blow that whistle. Guy gets near him, and that's not football, obviously. Football is taking that hit and falling forward 3 yards, shaking a tackle, being tough, looking like Josh Allen out there. That's what it is. So we don't get to see that aspect of him, which that's going to be a big part of what they decide, because we know Devin Brown, he's got the ability to run it as well. Now, I want to turn to Carlos Lachlan, the running backs coach for Ohio State, who spoke as well. Really neat guy. I came away from hearing him talk for the first time with the gig here at Ohio State, and I liked him. I liked the phrases. He's got the phrase soft batch cookies. I even bought some soft baked cookies from Pillsbury. I didn't have anything there that actually said soft batch cookies on the packaging, so I did my best. I set them out there in the kitchenette. They were gone. An hour, they were gone. It was in honor of Carlos Lachlan. So where did that phrase come from, Mr. Lachlan?
The soft batch cookie thing came from just having a frame of mind, a mental toughness. It had nothing to do with guys getting in the portal and anything. Now, most people say I'm a soft batch cookie for leaving there, but in actuality, I'm not, because it takes great strength to make a decision to leave a place. No, a weak-minded person wouldn't be able to make the decision I made. So it took great strength to do that. So I'm telling you, if I let you in my DMs, it's some great comedians out here that have been sending me like tons of cookies. And I'm like, hey, it's funny.
First thought was this guy just, he spikes on the likability meter. However you want to put that, just the phrases that he had, what he's about, just how he spoke to the media. Likability factor high. He was going around and introducing himself to almost every single media member that was in attendance at that press conference. I thought that was a very cool look, and you don't have to remember everybody's name, but just the gesture, just going to do that is pretty telling. And as far as jumping into the fray where there's two great running backs and how do you disperse the football and deal with a load of talent, he talked about places he's been. He mentioned his spot at Memphis, and there was like Antonio Gibson, Kenneth Gainwell, Tony Pollard, and two other good running backs as well. Lots of talent there. And he said, this ain't my first rodeo dealing with that. And it's about getting these guys to just play as one is what it's going to be about. This too was a telling comment. I love this. This kind of took me aback when he said this about the running back coaching position in general.
I know y'all heard me say it before, and I'm going to keep saying it. This is the worst coach position in football. It's terrible. Guys hire anybody to coach this position and recruiters. Carlos Lockley's not a recruiter. I'm an elite relationship builder, but I coach this position. I'm a ball coach. So that's who I am. So I'm going to pour into these kids. I think they're kind of seeing it now, and I jumped in day one. I'm ready to coach.
How about that? In an era of recruiting, he just comes right out there and tells you what he's about. I'm not that guy. I'm the coach. I'm the developer. I'll get these guys to play together. I love the position. I love eating, thinking, breathing it. And I'm sure that was made. They were made very aware of that going in when they got the process going. But I like that guy. I love it when we catch glimpses of who the next great one might be. I heard a name thrown out yesterday that I want you to think about. That's next. You got the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Big Voice Guy here to remind you that you're listening to The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Okay, thanks. I have three more seconds. The show that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Yes, you are. Happy Thursday, everybody. We got some Jackets hockey coming up later on. Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night, best night of the week, all those things. I'm Timmy Hall. Thanks for being with us. Party on, Baker.
Party on, Timmy.
And I'd say party on rhyme time, but he's busy. We've got a future.
Working hard.
We've got a future Buckeye producer star in the making, I mean, in training tonight.
Everything. Everything star in the making in here.
It's fantastic. It's good to see you boys back there. I got to tell you guys real quick about my friends from Tri-State Men's Health. You see, there's two words that you don't really want to be saying if you're a man of a certain age, and that's erectile dysfunction, because you need erectile function. That's what you have to get it to. And my guys at Tri-State Men's Health can help you, because this is something that it can bring you down. It's a relationship killer. It can cause breakups, divorce. And the bad thing about it is that most men who suffer from ED, they can be successfully treated. There's a lot of things that Tri-State Men's Health can do that can work for you. You don't want to take that step because of maybe some feelings that you have about it. But their treatment work when the pills and herbals fail. They got treatments with success rates well over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more. Dear God, they've got six locations. They've got two really nice locations in Central Ohio now. The new one in Westerville, the one that I get my low T treatment in Hilliard. It's so convenient. It's right off of 270 and Cemetery Road. Quick trip from the highway there. So schedule your consult today and see what they can do for you. They've got an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having you know what the day after your appointment. Call them 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. And tell them that I'm sorry for my behavior when I'm in the building to get my shot in the ace for the low T. All right, so go back to the coordinators here. Coordinator time. Let's get some coordination. Both of them were on our spring game special last night with Paul Keels and Jim Lachey. And I always love hearing about one of the younger guys that is hustling, that is working hard, that next wave. Now, when I hear Jim Knowles talking about the linebacker position anyway, I stop and I listen, because that's a spot on the football team. It's just a thing about being a linebacker at Ohio State, right? And I think that's something that we hold in high regard right here, which is why whenever there is a down year, we ask a lot of questions and we wonder about how long it's been since we have big, bad AJ Hawk like Bobby Carpenter like linebackers running around like hit sticks. James Laurinaitis is right. That's why we got him back coaching so we can produce more of those consistently. That's not to say there hasn't been some really good ones, but you lose a couple talented guys, but you're excited with a guy like Sonny Styles stepping down from the safety position. Jim Knowles said last night, again, he considered Cody Simon to already be a starter type guy, a starter caliber guy. But after he ripped off a couple of names, he gave C.J. Hicks his due, said C.J. Hicks might be the best they've got as a pass rusher from the linebacker level. So he will be used. It's just what kind of complete player does he become? He mentioned Gabe Powers' name. That's a good young guy from Central Ohio you want to hear. But then he hit on another Ohio player as, the way I took it, pretty much the next great one. It might not be this year where he gets those snaps, but a guy from up north you're going to want to look out for in the coming year or two.
You know, Arvell Reese, I think, is the next great one. I mean, he has all of the measurables that you look for. And he's still learning, but he's made a lot of progress. And I think everyone will love his size and athleticism.
I was glad. I love it, too. Coach Jim Knowles, he's cruising and he's talking football at the same time. You could just hear the wind in his hair if he had any.
Timmy, I've seen Arvell Reese in person.
You like him, don't you?
He's the real deal. Yeah. He's a baller.
The thing that I appreciate is you try to figure out what you can take from being able to see one practice, right? I saw DeVere was back in the facility again, and he wrote something on Twitter and X about how he thought Jeremiah Smith might have had 350 yards receiving in just the practice that he saw. There's that type of stuff, but it was mainly a lot of drills that were going on because it was the first practice that the media was allowed into, and I didn't know this guy well enough where I'm learning New Jersey numbers, right? He hasn't been a part of the team yet. He's a freshman. And he had one of the bubble hats on, so those guys kind of stick out. Some were wearing them somewhere. I don't know how they divvied that up. But I tell you, man, there's just something you can get out of effort. Who is a little bit faster, who looks a little bit tougher, a little bit meaner, and Arvell Reese just had some pop. He just seemed to be going harder at each and every rep than a lot of the other guys that I was taking a look at. So I appreciate that. And I can put that back on the quarterback conversation from last hour, too, as to how much can you get when you got the black jerseys on. Well, it's a leadership position. Who's hustling the most? Who looks like a leader? Who is actually excited to be there? Who has that eye of the tiger? Who is commanding whatever kind of huddle it's going to look like on Saturday? Who's commanding that the best? And that's how you can know. That's how you can gather some things. I go to the other side of the ball, offense. Chip Kelly was on their show, too, with Paul and Jim yesterday, if you missed it. And he spoke a little bit more about how nice it is to be reunited with Ryan Day.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I think the best thing about football is football. And we get to do a lot of football here, so it's been fun. We've been away from each other since we were together with the 49ers. But a lot of the same things that we ran in the NFL, they do here. It may be called a little bit differently. So sometimes he's got to bridge that gap for me and be the translator. Is it's called this here. Hey, when we were together, it was called that. We know what the pass pattern is or the concept is, but it's just really myself getting acclimated to some new terminology.
I can understand that terminology could be a pretty tricky thing, you know? Like when it's, you're such a brilliant football mind, but if it's just the way that you've been calling it, it's like as you get older, it, for whatever reason, it's harder to remember people's names that you haven't known for a long, long time. Like the quicker introductions, you have to work really hard at that short-term memory. I have a hard time remembering what championship games were just a year ago. Like you ask me what last year's Super Bowl was, last year's World Series matchup, I really have to stop and think about it. He's talking about terminology that he's known as a football coach for a long, long, long time. And he was a college football guy, but he was an NFL guy for a while. Then he was back to college football, but it just doesn't matter. Anytime you go somewhere new, it's not your call anymore, so it's going to be a little bit different. By the way, guys, we are brought to you by our friends at CareSource and by Schottenstein Roofing for top quality and a price match guarantee. Visit SchottensteinRoofing.com. As you know, every episode, 5-10 minutes after it's done, gets uploaded to podcast land. Search up The Buckeye Show, download, subscribe so you don't miss anything. We have a big one coming up tomorrow, really big one. 6 o'clock, the Buckeye Spring Football Bash. We'll have four hosts in here for the 6 o'clock hour. Dave Holmes from 10 TV for the whole 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be great. Jackets are at the Panthers Coming up next, have a good night on The Fan.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.